Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, is just vomiting vitriol live on Fox News about immigrant groups, about any non-white groups in America. And he's lying. He is confidently lying. It sounds right to the millions and millions of Fox News viewers that are watching, but until I deprogram and debunk these clips in just one moment, just understand that he is lying directly out of his mouth. Now, Stephen Miller has had quite an interesting 24 hours because this article describes how Katie Miller and Stephen Miller's excuse for free military housing has fallen apart in a damning police report. You know, YouTube has been slowing down our growth, so double check to make sure that you are subscribed right below the Adam Mockler feed. Let's continue to beat MAGA media. This reads, the report flatly describes the terroristic threats that they claim they got as non-threatening drawings. Just listen. White House aide Stephen Miller's wife claims she and her husband bravely stared down an intimidation campaign that forced them to relocate their home from their home due to terroristic messages. They landed taxpayer-subsidized military housing, normally reserved for military officers, after Katie Miller warned that protests outside their home had become a threat to their children. But a police report just released paints a very different picture. Here's the original Fox News.
The issue of freedom of speech. I make my living with free speech. And you can't say fire it in a crowded theater. You also can't make terroristic threats. This, to me, would clearly come under the guise of terroristic threats. Would you agree?
I think not only this is terroristic threats, I think this is doxing. I think there are quite a few criminal statutes that are violated in this case.
So the couple moves out. They post photos. Some of the slogans said trans rights are human rights or whatnot. But then an Arlington County police report obtained by Zateo undermines Miller's characterization. In the official write-up of the complaint, the reporting officer wrote, quote, the messages were non-threatening and alluded to political issues such as immigration, transgender rights, DEI, and white supremacy. This says Miller is preying on families. Yeah, Stephen Miller is hurting a lot of families. This is very true. Just listen to the way he speaks about immigrants live on Fox News. And again, understand, this is all a complete lie. He begins to describe the most successful time period in American history and human history and tries to say that immigrants made it unsuccessful. Just listen.
And so what you saw between 1965 and today was the single largest experiment on a society, on a civilization that had ever been conducted in human history. Not just the 76 million immigrants that were brought in, largely from the third world, but their descendants too. So you see with a lot of these immigrant groups, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, again, Somalia is a clear example here, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, but you see persistent issues in every subsequent generation.
Dude, this guy is using insanely extreme rhetoric just on Fox News from the White House lawn. He says 76 million immigrants were brought in as an experiment on civilization. Okay, when you use loaded language like brought in, you're implying that some nefarious group brought them in. Like, who are you implying? The Democrats? The Jews? Stephen Miller's Jewish, so I don't know why he would imply that there's some nefarious force bringing immigrants in when people usually think it's Jews. Secondly, when he says that 76 million immigrants were brought in as an experiment on the civilization, he is describing perhaps the most successful experiment on the U.S. that any civilization could have ever had. Since 1965, since this Immigration and Nationality Act that he is talking about, we have seen the largest gain in GDP and productivity in American history. We have seen lifespan increase. We have seen innovations in technology, medicine, science. Think about all of the innovations we've made since 1965. And of course, the country and the economy is not perfect. There's a lot of problem with wealth disparities. But the point that I'm making is we have seen huge leaps due to immigration, due to immigrants making this country better and them being skilled, smart, productive, wanting to work towards a better America. Stephen Miller is someone who does not want to work towards a better America. Like, it's just so intuitive. 100 years ago, the lifespan was way different. We want better technology, we want better medicine, and immigration leads directly to those things.
So you see consistent high rates of welfare use, consistent high rates of criminal activity, consistent failures to assimilate. But this shouldn't be a surprise, Will.
Okay, wait. No. It's not surprising because it's not true. He implies that this failure to assimilate leads to higher crime among immigrants, but immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than native-born citizens. Every single study that has studied this shows that immigrants come here and they commit property crimes, drug crimes, violent crimes at like 2 times lower rates than people who were born here.
It's just common sense. If Somalians cannot make Somalia successful, why would we think that the track record would be any different in the United States? Go third world country by third world country. No one's saying, look, there are people all over the world that are great people, but you look at the society. If Libya keeps failing, if the Central African Republic keeps failing, if Somalia keeps failing, right? If these societies all over the world continue to fail, you have to ask yourself, if you bring those societies into our country...
No. We're bringing people... Okay, wait, no. Nobody's bringing people into our country. People are coming into our country to integrate and make our country successful. When he asks, if Somalians can't make Somalia successful, why would they succeed here? Because, dude, this is the United States. Our government, our structure, the incentives, the constitution, it's not Somalia's, it's ours. He's showing like a fundamental lack of faith in our society, in the U.S. Constitution, when he thinks that we can't support a multitude of people, a variety, a diverse amount of people. Like, the United States was built on diversity, on a diverse amount of people being here. Here's the problem with the Stephen Miller rant. If I weren't here to debunk this Stephen Miller rant, for example, like if this were just playing on Fox News as it was 20 minutes ago, this literally happened 20 minutes ago, and you were sitting there kind of half listening while reading the paper or doing your work, what he's saying might sound intuitive to the average American. Obviously, I stepped in and I debunked it. I said, listen, what he's saying is wrong for this, this, and this reason. But imagine how many millions of Americans' brains are being rotted by him lying. In this next clip, he just confidently lies. He's just making stuff up in a confident tone. Like, when I say he confidently lies, I mean, he's saying this as if it's true. Everything he says in this clip is a complete lie.
And we mask the impact of immigration in every public policy issue we discuss. We talk about test scores. Well, if you subtract immigration out of test scores, all of a sudden our test scores skyrocket.
False.
If you subtract immigration out of healthcare, all of a sudden we don't have nearly the size of the healthcare challenges our country faces. If you subtract immigration out of public safety, all of a sudden we don't have violent crime in so many of our cities.
Issue
after issue.
This is number one, Nazi-esque rhetoric. Back in World War II, they would say that the Jews are the reason why the hospitals are full, the schools aren't working, why healthcare is expensive, why inflation is there. They would use one group as a scapegoat. But even beyond that, even beyond the comparisons, I'll engage with the merit of his arguments. At this point, he's not even anti-immigration. He's just anti-people. He lies about immigrants' test scores being lower when that's not true. That's not borne out anywhere. But then he claims that immigrants are the ones causing our hospitals to be full. Immigrants are the ones causing schools to be full. By his logic, if we removed 1 million Americans from the country, if we just removed 1 million citizens, that would also fix the problem as much as it does removing 1 million illegal immigrants. So it's really weird to just say that we need less people in the country when the reason why the prices of housing skyrocketing. The reason why prices are skyrocketing for certain vegetables is because we're deporting people who help produce these goods. The people who are building the houses are being deported. That's not me being crass or stereotyping. Those are just the facts of how jobs in America work, and Stephen Miller is ignoring that.
We talk about the challenges our country faces. If you subtract immigration out of public safety, all of a sudden, we don't have violent crime in so many of our cities.
I just can't believe the goal for Stephen Miller to go issue by issue and say they're all related to immigration. I mean, I'm not surprised at this point, but watch this clip.
Television as it is right now, I'm working on that. But this will be quickly my last question for you. What can we do, Stephen? You know, this was something America addressed in the 1920s. They had these debates.
Yes.
They had these conversations openly. And they chose in the 1920s to say, we are going to put strict quotas on people coming from different parts of the world. 65 did away with what we did in the 20s. So do we need something like the 1924 Act?
clearly we need to have in this country exactly what President Trump called for, which is that we need a moratorium on immigration from third world countries until we can heal ourselves as a nation, solve our education issues, solve our healthcare issues, our public safety issues, our assimilation issues, our cultural issues. So the 1924 Act is such a good example because, so we had large-scale immigration from Europe from 1880 to 1920. So in other words, we went from a country that had immigration from part of Europe.
We really desperately need a Democrat with a strong, assertive, clear message on immigration. It feels like during the Biden era, he didn't come out with a lot of clarity on his immigration stance. I mean, here and there, they would talk about immigration, but his lack of clarity on immigration allowed Trump to then dominate this far-right vacuum. It's a bad thing when Stephen Miller is able to have a stronger narrative on immigration than any Democrat. Like, I know Stephen Miller's narrative on immigration. I'm not sure what Gavin Newsom fully believes on immigration, and that's not a knock against him. It's a knock against Democrats as a whole who need to be out there asserting our proactive positions that are pro-immigration but pro-safe immigration. Everybody should be in favor of legal, streamlined, safe immigration that doesn't take 7 to 10 years. That should be safe and quick and clean and allow people to move here for a better life. We know everybody who's here. Illegal immigration isn't something that is good. It's inherently bad, but people are forced to do it. When Stephen Miller says that we need to heal the United States with an immigration moratorium, that would genuinely collapse the healthcare industry. 1 in 5 to 1 in 6 people that work in the healthcare industry are immigrants. I'll just take something that hits close to home. I grew up in Northwest Indiana, and my dad, his dad, their side of the family, they're Muslim, right? My mom is not Muslim, but my dad and his side of the family, they are. So when I was a kid, I used to go to Friday prayer at the mosque. Every single Friday, everyone comes. And legitimately, a large portion of the Muslims that were there that immigrated from Syria were heart doctors, were surgeons, were lawyers. Some people owned their own businesses. A lot of people were dentists. I mean, we always got these good deals because I'd grow up and I'd go to the local Muslim dentist or local Muslim heart surgeon and I'd know the guy. I would grown up and I knew the guy my entire life. I mean, it's just, well, what I'm saying here is that immigration benefits this country. It doesn't hurt healthcare. It doesn't hurt schooling. It helps as long as we're doing it in a safe way. I'm just going to leave it there. I appreciate you all. Stephen Miller is a bald freak, and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.